Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. Now, I'm delighted to have the very beautiful Lakeisha joining me all the way from the United States. So welcome, beautiful.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Christine, for having me. Yes, South United States, North Mississippi.
Oh, I'm so excited because I can't remember how long it goes when we first connected, and also you were in our beautiful celebration issue of the Corporate Escapist magazine. So I'm going to drop the links below where people can read more about your story as well. But before we dive in deep, I want to get you to share a little bit about yourself with the audience, and then we're going to just have this very beautiful conversation, which I can't wait.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Don't know where to start. So I am Lakeisha Mitchell Buffington. I am actually transitioning from business development coach to basically coach and brand strategist. I am wife to Mario. I am mom to Mario Jr., Casey, and Kaden, who is two. Our little Tasmanian devil. I'm a caregiver to my mom. Apart from being an entrepreneur, author, coach, and all the other roles that hold context in my life. I love people. I love working with women in particular, mostly because I feel a connection with women such as myself, women that have survived so many things that were meant to either tear us down or pretty much take us out. But we survived. And literally, I like to tell people, I am still here. I am still here and thriving. And despite all of those things that, I went through, I'm still here. I'm still pushing for and able to champion women that are struggling, women that are going through. I'm so sorry. We have
That's okay. Oh, this is life. This is what happened. Sorry.
Oh, like, my goodness. I have five people in the house who's supposed to be helping me with this. Christine, I'm so sorry. Hello, someone. Kaden is in here. I am so sorry, you guys.
It's okay. Don't stress over it. Like, this is, you know what, this is life and this is business. Like, people, this is real, because the thing is that, you know, we as women, we juggle so many hats. So, you know,
yeah,
we have people. So, yeah, this is life.
So I have five people that were on designated Kate and Billy. Oh, my God. He probably has snuck out of the bedroom or something.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, you guys can actually say I'm a super mom. I work from home every day. So Kaden has asthma and cannot go to daycare. I think he's gotten really, really attached to my schedule and to being home with me, to the point where he is a super, super mama's boy now. I do apologize. You guys, again, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that are supposed to be on Kaden duty right now.
And look, people watching, but going back, this is life.
Oh, my goodness. And so again, I'm sorry, you guys. But you know what? Ironically, Kaden, Christine, is one of the reasons why I am where I am today. Because you guys, I'm 43. So Kaden came about right after my 40th birthday, or the making of Kaden came about after my 40th birthday. I made all of these plans to say, hey, the other kids are grown. In fact, between my daughter and my baby girl and my baby boy, there's 11 years. And so my son is 16, and I was planning all of this traveling and all of these different things. And the doctor said, oh, you're pregnant. Now, mind you, this is, again, after about me losing about 40 pounds. I spent a year and a half just getting healthy, And again, it's so ironic because before Kaden, we had two miscarriages. And I just remember having my hand on my stomach with him. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was, it wasn't the fear of being pregnant at 40. It was the fear of losing another baby. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, Lord, please just let me keep him. You know, I just let me keep him. And I remind him of that all the time when he's just into stuff. I have to remind myself of that all the time. So he's our little bundle of joy. Literally has just brought life back into the house. But we were so busy, Christine, when we had the kids before, and I just wanted to be more flexible. I wanted to be a present parent for the change. You know, I wanted to be there during the preschool years and not have to be early morning drop-off mom and late afternoon pickup mom, and just wanted to enjoy him. And I always say that everything that has happened with the daycare and everything, he's home and I'm home and we're here together. Like, you literally, that's what you pray for. And so I decided for him that I was going to step out on faith and step past my fears and delve into entrepreneurship. Against everything I was scared of, ladies, and if we ever get a chance to just talk about some things and you get a chance to read my bio, there's a lot of trauma there, right? Or what could be trauma? I have people that tell me all the time I should be a statistic somewhere. But I feel like the spirit of my grandmother is with me, and oh my goodness, she would not have that. No, regardless of whatever I literally wrote a paper once called At Grandmother's Knee, because that's where I spent most of my time. I can remember one of my first dates. It was horrible. And I remember walking in the house with my head up, and by the time I closed the door, you guys, I was literally at grandmother's knee, and I was bawling and crying, and why this, and why that, and blah, blah, blah. So that's the type of relationship we had, and no matter what the obstacle was, my grandmother never really changed it, but she made it better. She inspired you, and she was such an inspiration to me in so many different ways, and that's where Inspire You Consulting comes from, because I want to be that to other women. I don't know what type of woman I would have turned out to be without that nurturing love and those moments and those kiss on the foreheads and those late night conversations and me blubbering in her lap. I don't know if I had not have had that foundation and that guidance and that real unconditional love, I don't know what type of woman I would have turned out to be. I probably would have been a blubbering, broken mess somewhere, but she would not have it. So I have to remind myself of that a lot of days. Like, Meg would not be having it. You need to get up, get it together, and you need to push for it. So in my whole unique, authentic way, that's me, you guys. The whatever of that you got, but that is me. That is Lakeisha Mitchell Lufton, and that is where Inspiring You comes from, and that's where my passion comes from, and all of the energy and the fuel and everything about me comes from that inspiration to not give up that I was given all of those through everything, you know, that came about, and some of those worst pains. And I remember hearing a lady say once that some of the worst pains leads to some of the best purposes, and I just choose to give my pain purpose, you know, and use that to help other women.
Yeah, and it's so, I think what you just said there, that, you know, we could sit and wallow, but opposed to you're using that now to help others because you're learning from it. And I believe that is a really unique gift that only so many people have. So I just want to say congratulations, because it takes a lot of courage, but it also takes a really unique individual who can use that and learn from it themselves, but then want to share that with other people as well.
Yeah. I learned a long time ago that my healing comes from sharing, not keeping things bottled up inside of me. That literally is toxic for me, Christine. Like, I heal through sharing. My aunt has told me, which is my grandmother's daughter, she's so much like her. She's told me so many times that she's just amazed at my transparency. And she's like, you're so unafraid, unashamed to share. And I guess I don't look at it like that. You know, for me, it's healing. And I can tell when I have too much bottled up because God won't let me sleep. And I'll be like, okay, Lord, like, are we journaling tonight? Are we doing business tonight? What are we doing? You know, are we going to get some stuff out? So sometimes it's just simple journaling, opening my book on my nightstand to journal. Sometimes I literally have to get up and get in here at this computer and write. He's led me to this new book, Christine. It's called Soul That Sinneth. Oh my goodness. And in the introduction, I'm literally pouting. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. And I'm not even going to call it a book. I don't know where it's going to go. You know, I'm literally pouting because it's 2 o'clock in the morning at that time. And sometimes it's just business and it's download. Like I tell him as my CEO, and sometimes my CEO, but you know, I had a pastor to tell me a long time ago that maybe your downloads come to you like that because that's when you are finally slow enough, you slow down enough to hear. And so, but it is not unorthodox for me to be up 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, working, writing, journaling, just getting stuff off. But again, I have to share. I have to share. That is my healing. That is my healing. And I guess, ironically, that is also how I relate to other people or how people relate to me. You know, I've had people to tell me I share too much. And then I have other people to tell me, oh my goodness, I love your writing. I love how you relay things. People that I didn't even know that's on my social media, but that is just me. I love to share to heal. I have to share to heal.
Yeah. And I think we underestimate the power of our stories and the ripple effect that it creates, not only within our family, but also, you know, the neighborhood, the community, but also worldwide, because stories resonate with people and people can identify themselves in some part of that. It doesn't have to be everything, but just some part going, I'm not alone. I am normal. Like, you know, this is okay for what's happening to me because somebody else is going through it as well. So I do believe what you're doing. You may not see the ripple effect right now, but I reckon in 12 months, 2 years, 5 years, you're going to see the immense ripple effect that you're creating around the world.
I literally have to piggyback and say that you say you don't know how long it is that we connected. I think I connected directly with you in April. I've been following you since last year. And speaking of stories, you share your story. I think it's when you did your first photo shoot and you was first coming out with the magazine. And you share your story. Well, what resonated with me from you was your resilience. Like, you were so open and honest with us about so much that was going on with you. But your resilience, and I want to say the photo, maybe you had some jeans on or whatever it was almost oasis. And that's not a word, but it was so serene. And it wasn't even like a planned photograph. It was such an image of you. You felt humble to me. And I felt like, oh my goodness, that's how I feel. Who is this lady? And I can't remember what group you shared in, maybe Lady Boss Christians, I can't remember, but it was one of those groups, Christy, and I sent you a friend request, you accepted, and I've been following you ever since. And again, I remember it was over last June-ish, because that is, I think that's when really huge shifts started to occur here in our home last June-ish. And I think that's June-ish or July-ish is when I started following you. So I agree. Stories, they're just the best, one of the best ways to communicate with people, whether it's how you feel, what you're going through. And Christine, I've been writing since I was about 10 or 11 years old, and it was informal. I was in a domestically, it was a, anyways, horrible situation. And my stepfather, with my mom and my stepfather, and sometimes he would be so mean that he knew how I felt about my grandparents. And I lived with my grandparents since I was about 7 to 8 years old. So I had only been living with them for a little while. And so I was so used to, they promised me, like, whenever things get bad, to just come home, right? My grandparents always say, come home. Well, he stopped that. And so she said, well, when you can't talk to me, just write to me. So I started my writing career just expressing myself to my grandmother. And she said, whenever you come home, bring your letters. You know, bring your letters, bring whatever it is you write. And Christine, and when we started reading, it was poetry. I didn't really know what, again, I'm 10, 11 years old. I didn't really know what poetry was. But I realized that I was expressing myself in sonnet, you know, in rhyme. But for the longest, no one but my grandmother was privy to that, because they were my personal expressions. Again, it was another way for her to help me get it out, right? Again, because I just said that I have to share. I have to get stuff out of me. So that was my first way of just expressing whatever, whether it was joy or if I hurt or pain or just whatever. And she always just made me feel like I wrote up, I won a postal award, postal prize. Anyway, I won a magnificent tongue tie, super award in writing, because I can't pronounce anything.
But isn't it wonderful though that, like, we obviously everybody has their unique way of communicating. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. No matter where we are around the world, we have this way that we can connect with so many different people. And, you know, it could be by photo, it could be what we write, it could be by painting, it could be by a song, but it's that beautiful connection, then that just starts something. And like I say to people all the time, because I love journaling, I love it, I teach it, I love doing it. But sometimes people go, oh, I don't know what to ask. I'm like, oh, what would you ask your best friend? Like, ask mm-hmm. those questions to yourself, because mm-hmm. you don't realize actually what you have inside of you. But mm-hmm. how about treating uh-huh. yourself like your own best friend and ask those questions and see what comes out? And yeah, just, you know, sharing it with people. And I think we also forget to share. We forget that power of sharing. And, you know, there's yes. some stuff yeah. that you may not want to, and you want to still hold close to your heart, and that's okay. But share the beautiful story, share the stuff that happens that lights you up, because there's going to be somebody out there who may not be having a good day, and that's going to help heal them too.
Absolutely. Do you know the bio that I just sent you the other day? It's almost the first time publicly I've shared some things about the domestic abuse, about the sexual abuse, the emotional, that's probably for the first time I've publicly shared those things. And as I was sitting there creating it, I listened to a podcast or a presentation that I follow, Christy Wright. She's the best-selling author. She personality with Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Solutions, but I love her. The Business Boutique, I'm going to her conference this weekend. And I was sitting here the other day working, and I was listening to the training, and she said, you have to also, in your brand, be who you tell people you are, you know? And if I'm telling you I'm an unstuck woman, I told myself, Lakeisha, like talking to myself, as you said, as a best friend, I think it's time for you to tell people, what if you've come unstuck from? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, Christine, sometimes when people see us coming, when I say us, I mean those of us that have decided to step into the non-9-to-5 realm, they run, because they was like, oh my God, they're trying to get everybody to start a business. And so I realized in listening to Christine, going back to that my brand isn't just about starting a business. And the Unstuck Woman didn't start from just me starting a business. It started with me discovering me, you know, accepting me. Now, I dare not take this hat off, but I'll lift it up a little bit. You guys, I've shaved my head. My husband has shaved my head about a month ago. I think you probably saw some of those photos. And thank God I'm not sick, you guys. I'm not suffering from anything but alopecia. And I've had alopecia and in my family, what do you call it? In women, male pattern baldness runs in my family. And I'm 43. So I started really seeing it coming when I started having to push hair up like this and push, you know, and fill in color. I finally just said enough. Who am I holding on to these little strands for? You know, like, what, why, you know, society says I'm supposed to have long, beautiful, shiny, flowing hair. But Lakeisha says, I'm okay being me with a bald head, you know, and like I said, it's kind of growing back in a little bit, but I love it. I love it. I wish my grandmother was here because as a little girl, I had my ponytails, you could not even hold like this, but this is, and I remember my aunt, again, she called me and she said, you're going to touch so many women with just that. Mm-hmm. And even after he shaved it, it's still, you can see the baldness in the balding areas. But you know what? I put these big earrings on now and this is cute. I call it neck candy. And I love my little red and burgundy lipstick. I'm starting to love hats.
Yeah.
I'm starting to love hats. But some days it's not even a hat. I just go. And I feel great about it. I love it.
Yeah. And I think it's one of the most important things that as a business owner, we really embrace ourselves. Because like you said, you are mm-hmm. the business, you are the brand. So if yeah. you're ashamed or even scared of showing up of who you are, then how can you show up for your business? How can you show up for yeah. your clients?
Yeah.
So yeah. I absolutely love and adore you. I think you are absolutely amazing. I'm going to pop all the details of how people can reach out to you and they yes. if you've got any questions, pop them below and, you know, either yourself or I will answer those. But I just want to say thank you so much for trusting me with your story to come into the magazine, but also being here today and being really vulnerable and open and honest. And I really do appreciate that so much.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to this. We played schedule tag for a minute, right? And I've been looking forward to this for a while. But I think now was the perfect time. Today, tonight was the absolute perfect time for us to meet. Like we weren't supposed to talk a couple of months ago. We were supposed to talk right here, right now, right? And for me tonight, you guys, because it's 10:30 here, or almost 11 p.m. here.
Yeah.
But luckily, again, I'm in my turn. This is right. my time. I'm awake.
That's it.
This is my time.
Thank you again, beautiful. I really do appreciate it. I love your honesty. I love your vulnerability, and keep sharing your beautiful story because it is making a difference.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone who has joined us for this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button and reach out to us. And remember to always find and follow your passion, love and light to yours all.